Luke chapter 12. In the meantime, when an innumerable multitude of people was gathered together, so much that they stepped on each other, he began to say to his disciples, first of all, "Beware of the yeast of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. For there is nothing covered that won't be revealed, nor hidden that won't be known. Therefore, whatever you've spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light, and what you've spoken in the ear in closets shall be proclaimed on the housetops. And I say to you, my friends, don't be afraid of those who can kill the body, and after that have no more than they can do. But I will warn you whom to fear. Fear him who, after he has killed, has power to throw into hell. Yes, I say to you, fear him. Aren't five sparrows sold for 2 farthings, and not one of them is forgotten by God? But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Therefore, don't be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows. Also I say to you, whoever shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the angels of God. But he that denies me before men shall be denied before the angels of God. And whoever shall speak a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But to him that blasphemes against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven. And when they bring you to the synagogues and to magistrates and powers, don't think about how or what you'll answer or what you'll say, for the Holy Ghost shall teach you in the same hour what to say. And one of the company said to him, Master, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me. And he said to him, Man, who made me a judge or a divider over you? And he said to them, Be careful. Beware of covetousness, for a man's life doesn't consist in the abundance of the things that he possesses. And he spoke a parable to them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, What shall I do? Because I don't have enough space to put my produce. And here's what he said. Here's what I'll do. I'll pull down my barns and build larger. And there I'll put all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, you have a lot of goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, You fool, tonight your soul shall be required of you. Then who shall those things be that you've provided? So is he that lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. And he said to his disciples, Therefore I say to you, don't worry about your life, what you'll eat, nor for the body, what to wear. The life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing. Consider the ravens, for they neither plant nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feeds them. How much more are you better than the birds? And which of you by thinking can add to his height 18 inches? So if you're not able to do the thing that's least, why think about the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They don't work, they don't spin. And yet I say to you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothes the grass, which is today in the field and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? And don't seek what you'll eat or what you'll drink, and don't be of doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek for, and your Father knows that you need these things. But rather, seek the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you. Don't be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell what you have and give to the poor. Provide yourselves bags that don't grow old and a treasure in the heavens that doesn't fail, where no thief approaches and no moth corrupts. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Have your pants on and your lights on, and hew yourselves like men that wait for their Lord when he will return from the wedding, so that when he comes and knocks, they will open to him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he comes, shall find awake. Truly I say to you that he'll dress himself and make them sit down to eat, and will come and serve them. And if he comes in the second watch, or comes in the third watch, and finds them so, blessed are those servants. And this know, that if the householder had known what hour the thief would come, he would have stayed awake and not have let his house be broken into. Therefore you be ready also, for the Son of Man comes at an hour when you think not. Then Peter said to him, Lord, do you speak this parable to us or to all? And the Lord said, Who then is that faithful and wise steward, whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household, to give them their portion of food at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he comes, shall find so doing. Of a truth, I say to you, that he will make him ruler over all that he has. But if that servant says in his heart, My Lord delays his coming, and shall begin to beat the men servants and young women, and to eat and drink, and to be drunken, the Lord of that servant will come on a day when he doesn't look for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in pieces, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. And that servant who knew his Lord's will, and didn't prepare himself, nor did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes of the whip. But he that didn't know, and committed things worthy of strokes, shall be beaten with few strokes of the whip. For to whom much is given, from him shall much be required. And to whom men have committed much, from him they will ask the more. I have come to send fire on the earth, and what do I need if the fire is already started? But I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how much I'm restricted until it has been accomplished. Do you suppose that I have come to give peace on earth? I tell you no, but rather division. For from now on there will be five in one house divided, three against two, and two against three. The father shall be divided against the son, and the son against the father. The mother against the daughter, and the daughter against the mother. The mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And he said also to the people, When you see a cloud rise out of the west, immediately you say, A shower is coming. And that's right. And when you see the south wind blow, you say, There will be heat. And it happens. You hypocrites! You can figure out the face of the sky and of the earth, but how is it that you don't figure out this time? Yes, and why even of yourselves don't you judge what is right? When you go with your adversary to the magistrate, as you are on the way, give diligence so that you'll obtain deliverance out of his hand, so he doesn't turn you over to the judge, and the judge turns you over to the officer, and the officer throws you into prison. I tell you, you won't get out of there until you've paid the very last penny.